Someone did punch me in the armpit. Oh, buddy, we love you, buddy. Just making the whole family feel safe with a good burp.
I do this every Tuesday.
Did you hear that?
I smelt it. You're so weird.
Go to the elf. Come on.
Number one.
Treat every day like Christmas.
I do.
Two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
No, there isn't.
Number three.
In the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all of the year.
Welcome to the Jason Domenico Podcast.
Every time it rains, there is no heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be,
don't you know each cloud contains bands from heaven? Shoo-be-doo-be!
First we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating,
yeah.
And then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can,
yummy.
And then, to finish, we'll snuggle!
I love that.
Why are you smiling? Oh.
I just like to smile. Smile is
my favorite.
This place reminds me of Santa's workshop, except it smells like mushrooms and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
It feels like on Twitter.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Santa's coming.
Oh, my God.
I know him.
See,
I
know him.
I know him.
I know him.
Joy
here
is
my dad. Oh. He's got another man. And he wants me to sing him a song. I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
That's weird.
The child is joyful. Oh, shit. You're going for it, D. All right. Come on, it's our. Welcome everybody to the Chasing the Medical Podcast,
episode 47, and today we are honoring
Elf. Does Santa know that you left the workshop?
No, because he's paying slave wages. What?
What?
He's not paying minimum wage. That's what I meant. We honor Will Ferrell in every podcast because everybody at ELE Media knows he's the king, and we're excited about Daddy's Home. Daddy.
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 It's amazing to me that all the work Will Ferrell does to raise money for cancer, all the negative people, see, there are haters everywhere. How can you say something negative about somebody who's raising money for cancer?
I don't know.
Well, maybe he's cheating all the cancer patients and going on 6 vacations. Oh, he just shut the fuck up. He's doing something good.
Right, right.
This is Chapter 5, Look Alive, the show. And Ron Burgundy stops by every time.
Mother Teresa put the cigarette butt out in her lemonade.
Orphans!
Mother Teresa put the cigarette butt out in her lemonade.
Will Ferrell for president! This song is from the Velvet Goldmine soundtrack. Drink it in, baby! This podcast is rated PG-13 for
Fuck!
An extra fabulous fun. Yeah. You must listen to it at maximum volume because this is a rock and roll podcast. Consider the duration of this podcast a staycation from your problems.
I love it.
Because our motto is laughter is medicine.
Chasing Domenico is the Rocky Horror of podcasts.
With group participation.
Stupid fucking idiot, red-shirted ass.
Grandma's boy.
Domenico,
that's me.
I talked to her into doing this podcast 3 years ago because I wanted to showcase what a firecracker she is.
Baby, you're a
D writes, produces, and sings all her songs, and D stands for empathy, enlightenment. She's against cyberbullying.
That's true.
And she offers.
I offer protection
offer,
for all my friends.
Say what?
And she offers acceptance and friendship to her fan base authentically.
I sure do. You can download all of my music at any time on iTunes, SoundCloud, and DominicoArtist.com. Everything online is DominicoArtist. Not my fucking name. It's just online. It's DominicoArtist. And I got 2 new singles coming out, guys.
Yeah.
One in January. Remember is the name of the song. Remember.
Remember.
Is Remember.
January.
And then April is another song.
Orphans. Smile and
be happy about that. New listeners, don't get overwhelmed with all the inside jokes. Mm-hmm. Clearly, if you love comedy movies and comedy movie quotes, this is the podcast for you.
Yes.
All you need is a good sense of humor. If you like the paranormal, you're against cyberbullying, you like Will Ferrell, you like ghost adventures, and if you want to get enlightened and empowered, then this is the place for you.
I found you, Daddy.
Thank God, there's the Inception train. Strap in.
Okay. Got that.
Start playing the drinking game now. Welcome to Planet Tolmac, the after party. Lord Baxter just jumped in my lap, guys. So if you hear a creature, it's just a pug. This is a magical, mythological planet with demigods and creatures where folklore legends are true and Bigfoot's here, people. I believe that laughter is medicine and play awakens your life force. Mm-hmm. So to get into the play spirit, we all have alter egos here with magical powers. I am Queen D. Morpheus the Siren. I'm here to wake you from the matrix that is fear.
Awesome.
And when I sing, you do what I say.
I am W2 Wizard, the shapeshifter, and that's my non-exploding hoverboard.
But cronies, trekkers, Vernonites, legend trippers, GAC family, and anyone who thinks marijuana should be legal are all welcomed here.
All the orphans stood up. That's Jack Ferry.
He's our mythological tour guide here on Planet Tolmac.
He takes us from one topic to the next.
And he has a sidekick who likes to greet us once we get here. Yay! Lola, the zombie pug fairy, forever immortalized here on Planet Tolmac. Tolmac is Camelot backwards.
I come to call you out, maggot-eating bitch!
One more time.
I come to call you out, maggot-eating bitch!
That's a mystery clip. All right, there's Jack Ferry. It's time to move on to the first topic.
Ready?
One, two, three. Don't travel for the holidays ever again. Everybody take it down.
Shut up, Nancy. Shut your mouth.
I'll never travel for holidays. First of all, I will never travel for Thanksgiving ever again. That is
That's the worst. Never again.
What?
And Christmas either. Like, it's going to be wherever I'm at the time.
And that's not coming from a selfish place. That's coming from just a utilitarian, but also just a comfort level.
No, Thanksgiving is absolutely insane. And it takes away from the real meaning. It's supposed to be nice, but nobody wants to see their family because they love their family, but they fucking hate their family. And so you got to deal with the whole family dynamics that the holiday season brings. That's what we're talking about.
And so you've seen people fly in, fly out, possibly the same day.
Yeah.
On the busiest travel day of the year.
Yeah.
It's
like, if you want to see your family, do it like a week before and have like a thing and it's great. Then spend that holiday at home and make your food, have your food, whatever it is, have your celebration where you are, physically and in the heart.
What? What?
It's fun as a kid, right? I remember Thanksgiving and
There's
Christmas.
No stress, no
it was
pressure,
fun. No,
right.
it was fun. No, holidays were great in my place. In my family, especially in Buffalo, the Italian family.
Kids' table was always fun. I never had a problem with the kids' table.
Take the beans!
That's just my personal issue. I didn't feel denigrated by being at the kids' table.
Well, you don't play well with others, so how did that work out?
Well, we just ate and shut the fuck up.
What, so I gotta sit here and eat dessert alone like I'm fucking Steven Glansberg?
It's super bad.
The holiday season, you can watch a grown adult turn into an irrational, crazy child.
Tantruming child.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Fuck! You get together with your family. There's that family dynamic. You're already stamped who you are in the family. The smart one, stupid one, dependable one, the crazy one. Everybody has a role to play. So basically, your role is already defined for you. Now
and
you
change it.
Right.
It fucks everyone else. It actually fucks everyone else around you more than it fucks you up.
But it's like a chain.
Right. Of course.
One link is broke, you fix it, it affects all the other links, yo.
Right, everything's a little bit shorter, a little tighter, a little more angry.
So basically what you're saying is the family has a lot invested in you emotionally staying in your lane.
Boom. That's exactly it. Much more eloquently said.
Go ahead.
You have been told what your stamp is, what your place is, what your family needs you to be for 20, 25, 30 years.
Right.
It's understandable why it's so hard to overcome that label.
Yeah.
Because anything you do for 30 years is going to fucking
right.
stick
no,
around.
No, you're a grown adult. Yeah. You're with your family, and suddenly you're in that role again, and you fucking hate yourself. So then you hate your family even more, and it's anxiety, and it's like, thank God for Xanax. That box of wine's looking pretty good. I can't help you, but get some help. Get some therapy. Get a life coach, whatever works for you. Go to Dr. Jen.
I'm singing. I'm in a store. I'm and singing. I'm in a store. And I'm singing.
Hey! No singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys.
That's one of our theme today, Elf.
This is Ghost Adventures. Aftershocks.
Welcome, GAC family.
Okay.
I want to revisit Bobby Mackey's.
Bobby Mackey's Music World, named after its own Robert Randall Mackey.
Bobby.
There is only one location in nearly 10 years that the Ghost Adventures crew refuses to go back to.
For good reason.
And this is it.
That's scary.
Thought to potentially be a doorway directly to hell,
it
opened
is.
Up by a ritual decapitation performed on the premises,
oh,
Bobby Mackey's is known for its dark
yeah.
activity.
But according to Bobby Mackey, it's not haunted
right.
at all. And he
Nothing's
doesn't know
happening.
What people are talking about. That people just must be thinking these things. He just... can't understand why.
He just can't relate to it.
Because he has to deal with the devil.
Oh, shit.
Because we all know Bobby Mackey.
Well,
right. we all know Bobby Mackey, right?
Right.
He keeps bringing fresh souls. All right, I didn't realize that Mackey knew Carl, the caretaker, who passed away in 2012, since Carl was 18 years old. Carl's exorcism tapes that a lot of people have seen, you can find them on YouTube.
Full length.
Yeah, a
YouTube,
lot of people
yeah.
haven't seen the full length. It's like two different videos, and you need to watch it.
If
very
you,
disturbing.
If you sit down and go through it, it's just in, it's crazy.
Carl wanted to be buried at Mackey's.
What?
All I'm saying is I hope he is not buried there.
Longtime employee Wanda Kay continues to lead groups of brave investigators in search of the demonic, despite being deeply affected by Carl's death in 2012.
And Carl was the one who discovered the infamous well in the basement.
He discovered that well.
Yeah, through dreams that he had had when he was sleeping in the apartment living upstairs as the caretaker. He said he would have nightmares. He had an entity, one in particular, that he called Charlie.
Charlie, it's time for you to leave.
Oh, shit!
He was supposed to be taunting him and telling him to go to the basement and dig. And look, and that's how he said he found and discovered that well. It was from the dreams leading him down there.
Another caretaker who was told to dig.
Right.
In the basement, just like the Palmer house.
Like Stir of Echoes. Like, go to the basement and dig.
And dig.
Yeah.
I can't believe Carl lived upstairs. I know he was the caretaker and everything,
man.
But holy
yeah.
shit. While Wanda was giving a tour,
yeah.
a guy needed a Band-Aid. And when they got to the area where Carl had his exorcism... they
oh.
caught an EVP in
right.
Carl's voice that says, look at the Band-Aid, Mikey. Who's Mikey?
I
you
don't
said
know.
Mickey. It didn't say Mickey. It said Mikey.
Right, Mikey.
In his voice. So he's still there.
And Mackey recognized his voice without
yeah.
knowing that it was recorded
yeah.
after he was
now
dead.
Now what you got
that
to
great.
Say, Bobby Mackey.
I'm tough guy.
Also, Wanda said that if you say Zach's name, you get scratched. They said the Z word. That's what they were calling
and
it.
And that's a reason why, in all seriousness... you know, I look at my first investigation there, and, you know.
If this is the portal of hell, well, why don't you come up out of that ground and come and get us?
What?
I didn't have
Whoa.
The knowledge that I have now. And I learned by being a dumbass and trying to taunt and scream at demons. It just, that's what's going to happen.
I'm feeling weird, man. I'm just feeling weird.
That's all right. We just relax. Just sort of relax a little bit.
What was that?
I don't know. Just kind of relax a little bit. You know, there are some things that I don't think should be recorded.
You want me to stop recording?
I think that's a good idea.
Thank God for Bishop Long.
Taking charge of that. He saw it was getting escalating. It was getting out of control.
And
there.
He did what he does.
Right. He said, we should
he does
calm
what
this
he
down.
Does, and he did it, and he did it well. Bishop Long, I'm a big fan.
One group that came to Mackey's was a scientific group, and they were mostly skeptics, and they came to just analyze and get real data there to prove or not prove what was there.
there scientifically.
Yeah, but they used
Zach's
name.
They didn't know what they were fucking with, man. They came in with like a stack of Bibles, and Wanda's like, listen, that's probably not a good idea, but they went in anyways.
And a girl got thrown. Wanda says she's against provoking. Listen to this.
Do you think it's safe to bring people down there?
It depends on how you're acting, who you are, and what you do. What I do right now is
But innocent people can get
attacked. I feel like I've got it. They could, but I've got...
And this is nothing to play with.
I don't want to say I've got to deal with the devil, but there's an understanding. And what I've told him lately...
Wanda, these are demons.
Tell him, Zach.
You can't make an understanding with demons.
Well, this is probably true.
This is true.
There's no probably to it. You're absolutely right.
She got punched in the chest.
Punched in the face.
When they were renovating the place.
Yeah.
But she has an understanding.
What?
I love Zach. You don't have an understanding with demons. These are demons! You can't do it! They're not on your side.
No, they're
not being respectful of your wishes. They're here to eat your soul. Swallow your soul. Swallow your soul.
Guys, be careful. I want to play that over and over for you right now. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
How long have you known me for?
A long time.
Is that my voice?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah.
That's still amazing.
That was from a 2009 live event at Bobby Mackey's that Ghost Adventures did with 100 fans. Not in a million fucking years. Sounds great, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
You support the crew. You're there. You're part of the environment.
Yeah.
But you're part
I'm saying
of the
it now.
Environment.
It's like, oh, I want to be a part of it. Yeah. No. When the time comes, and everybody that went there regretted it. They all got fucked with. And that EVP that you hear of, Zach, guys, be careful.
Dave Schrader had a hack shack. He was doing a session, and that
Dave
came over.
Dave from Darkness Radio.
That's right. He was doing a hack shack session, and that came over his radio, and that wasn't Zach. He was in another part of Mackie's.
Be careful, because that's what demons do. It was interesting to watch Zach talk to Matt, the security guard, who was also at the live event.
He's been working there a long time.
Bishop Long gave Matt, the security guard, a pendant necklace, when he put it on... It was burning, and Bishop Long's like, that's good. Clearly,
He's
you
like,
needed
I
that.
I know it's going to burn.
And then down the line, Matt gets into a fight and loses the necklace.
Right.
And feels the darkness start to come over him again because he's not wearing it. So Matt called Aaron, and I need some help, and talked to Bishop Long on the phone.
He sent out the JC bat signal.
I found it interesting when Matt was talking to Zach about... beating the shit out of somebody while he was under the influence. I mean,
right.
It took him a long time. He didn't even want to say it. But, like, the look that came over his face was guilt and shame. And, guys, we all know those are the two lowest vibrations.
Yeah.
And he wasn't himself, and he was not proud of whatever had happened. So, ultimately, Matt needed an exorcism.
Can I listen here with this curse?
Oh.
Would you like to leave a message?
It's so evil. He even asked Bobby Mackey and Wanda to stop having investigation groups come in.
He said, well, we'll think about it and we'll talk about it later. But it just never stopped.
I don't think people should go to Bobby Mackey's. You want to go for the experience? You want to provoke things and see what happens? Okay, I get it. Don't do it. It's not all going to happen right there in front of the cameras for you. It's going to be when you're home, in bed.
Vulnerable.
With your child and dog.
Right.
In the dark.
Yeah.
That's when the demons will come.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something. It was really interesting to watch Mackie listen to that EVP of Carl.
Right.
A lot of things were going on in his head that I wish he would have said out loud. Because all he really says is, I don't know. I don't know. This place is fine for me.
Not sure.
Yeah, that's right. Bobby Mackey knows nothing about
knows
any
everything.
Haunted anything. Zach, please
take
us out.
For a skeptic, it seems strange that Bobby would refer to what he believes are imaginary beings as it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't connect with
it.
I felt like a man or a Mack
truck.
I don't know. Just pow.
This body is mine.
Oh.
It's not. This body is mine.
Oh.
It's not.
I was basically like standing outside of myself.
Terrifying.
I was able to see that I was changing.
Perhaps he has begun to suspect that the things he's heard might be true.
Perhaps.
That the evil that lurks inside his bar is something very real.
Yeah. You think? No, it's way too lucrative for Bobby Mackey's music world
to
not
those.
Know anything.
Right. That was a great Aftershocks. Thank you for choosing that one, Dee. That was
the first one that they did. All new Aftershocks, January 2nd. Mm-hmm. And then the new GAC season 12 starts in February.
Right on.
Zach's Sympathy said the shark seems like it's going to come out really soon. Cool. And I just want to say, I really enjoyed watching Chip Coffee and Bishop Long do the Exorcism live show at the Exorcist House.
Right.
I really enjoyed that, man. Bishop Long is no joke. And Chip Coffee, God bless him, man. Yeah. I want to meet him someday.
Things worked out pretty good. They gave me a restraining order. Can't wait to see my dad. We're going to go ice skating and eat sugar pops.
You might be disappointed, buddy.
I traveled to the seven levels of the Candy Cane Forest.
Right.
Past the sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops.
Oh, nice.
And then I walked through the Lincoln
Tunnel. I live in New York City, everybody. If I saw Buddy the Elf come out of Lincoln Tunnel,
like, there he
holy
goes.
Shit!
That's from our theme today. Elf!
Evolution, revolution, free your mind.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Yeah. What's up, Minotaurs?
Yes, welcome everybody to Evolution Revolution. Free your mind.
Trying to free your mind. Neil.
Come one, come all to King Arthur's Round Table, where we come together and sit as equals. We speak our truths,
right,
enlightenment, getting power.
Awesome.
We talk about shit that we don't like very much, and then we just spread the love.
Right on.
Everybody at this table has been knighted. In a good way. Hashtag laughter is medicine. So let's spread some empathy, guys, out into the world. Let's all make that promise.
Just spread it all
empathy.
Around. Get all over everybody.
Speaking of empathy, first stop is always cyberbullying.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag stop cyberbullying. If you're feeling cyberbullied,
what do you do, Dee?
You empower yourself to block and ignore the bully. And if you're already friends with the person that ends up being your bully, you must use the Ubi rule, which is unfollow, unfriend,
block and ignore.
Which people find tricky because to unfollow or unfriend somebody brings on a whole bullshit drama, and all the bully minions come and start attacking the victim. Why'd you block? Why? Which is more bullying and intimidation. And it's absolutely ridiculous!
They get mad at you for not letting them bully.
Do whatever you need to do to feel safe, so you can continue to be on Twitter, Facebook. Nobody has the right to bully you off social media. Standing up for yourself. Okay, here is my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it. And if you don't agree with me, people, then that's okay. But it's my podcast, and this is what I got to say about it.
Okay.
Are you getting cyberbullied, right?
Okay, let's go.
You can reach out to a friend for emotional support.
Sure.
Do not do it on the public forum, guys! Bang it to the mic, because that's how serious I am. Do it in private and, you know, in DMs. Because the more you talk about this bully on a public forum, you're keeping it going. And what are you doing? You are giving the bully attention.
Bully juice.
All cyberbullies want is attention. So don't give it to them. If there's no audience,
there's
no
show.
Boom! So don't go looking to see if they're talking about you because they are. And then you're like, well, damn, they call me this, they demic it. And naturally, you want to
go public and say fuck you and
exactly.
go after them.
Do you know how much bullshit I have to ignore, guys? If you feel the need to say something and stand up for yourself that way and address the situation
in public,
then do it, guys. Okay, do it. But hit it and quit it and stop. That's it. Ignore. See, me, unless they're a real fucking asshole and they deserve a fucking Sicilian smacking from me, and if you're getting it from me, you're a dick.
What?
Don't look to see if they're talking shit about you. And don't ask your friends. If they're your real friend, you go, listen, man, appreciate it, but it's best for me to, like, I don't even want to know.
It's almost like the Zen thing. If a bully's bullying you in the forest but no one's there to listen, is it really bullying?
What?
The answer is no. The answer is no.
You're talking bullshit.
That was kind of genius, bro.
I'm just going off the Ubi rule.
One last thing, guys. If you are experiencing depression and anxiety, you must not just talk to your friends. A good online organization is halfofus.com.
You're taking the books back?
Yeah, I see what you're trying to do here.
Yeah, tell
you're trying to make me feel bad when, in actuality, you're the one that's the pain.
But the children love the books.
I know that.
You know, I'm annoyed by the focus groups.
I
like
you. I love to hear that.
He's on the naughty list.
Your father. He's on the naughty list.
Oh, sir. Today.
Oh, please, please do enjoy some more wonderful music from Elf. I mean, this music behind what we're about to talk about is why this podcast is so stupid.
Right on.
It's such a crazy time for me. It's such a crazy mixture of pain and grief and happiness and hope. Because it's been 2015, I lost both my dogs. Lola, January 5th, and yes. Shakespeare, April 9th?
Yes, April 9th.
They died within 3 months of each other. Lola was, for new listeners, developed a disorder, had seizures. It was right. A year of medication and just
which she
horrible.
She fought through very
oh,
well.
Oh, man, my sweet angel pie. Yeah. Lola, the zombie vampire.
You're still living here.
She's
on Tolmac.
Immortalized on planet Tolmac. It's the only time I get to see her.
Right.
And Shakespeare was already breaking down, but he had like another good year, year and a half in him.
I think so.
But he died of a broken heart. He was with Lola
for his only friend.
13 years. Yeah. He was 15.
That was all he knew.
You've known Shakespeare his whole life.
Yes, I have.
You're my ride or die. I've known you for a while.
And I've seen Lola.
It was a loss for you, too.
Shakey was my dude.
There's also some light now.
Right.
Lord Baxter, everybody.
Oh, Baxter, you are my little gentleman.
Stupid. Which is his first Christmas with me. That's what I mean, that it's a very confusing, layered, sure. crazy time for me. It's my first Christmas with Lord Baxter, and that's a special thing. And yeah. at the same time, I'm mourning Lola and Shakespeare. Shakespeare, I called him my Christmas puppy. I got him at Christmas time. He loved the snow. Love the snow. That grumpy fuck.
That motherfucker is mean enough already.
That motherfucker is mean enough already.
He loves snowball fetch. That was
he
the cutest fucking thing.
He stuck his whole face in the snow. Right. He was wonderful. And then he'd bring snow back into the apartment.
Right.
And he loved to sleep under the Christmas tree.
Especially when it was
he
turned
off. He was always under it. And that's why I've had such a hard problem getting a Christmas tree this year.
Because you're expecting to see Shakespeare under it.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
But it's also good to see. Then I say move on, but then it's like I feel guilty. Oh, I'm replacing them. Because, right. Guys, guess what? December 30th, Lord Baxter is getting a brother. Yes, I've adopted another senior pug from Curly Tail Pug Rescue. Mozart. I'm picking him up on the 30th, so it's like the next generation.
It's coming
you know,
in.
The new. Yes, exactly. So I'm trying to hold on to that. And the other side is I'm fucking replacing my babies. I'm a piece of shit loser. I lost my babies.
I know.
I even just got emotional right
totally
now because they're
it.
My fucking babies, you know? So, but then there's happiness. Baxter deserves a great Christmas. Oh, he's got a Christmas stocking.
So that's the duality. You're happy about hope going forward, but you're still sad about the loss of your babies in the same year.
Yes. I'm crying like
how
crazy.
How do you put those together?
I don't know, man. But you asked me to talk about it today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I am. And I'm happy that I am, but it is very difficult, but I'm keeping it real.
Because, D, you're the real deal.
Thanks.
And you are talking about the emotions that are incredibly hard to even go through, but you're revealing them and showing them to the listeners.
This
and,
is
and
what's going on in my life. So
I
it's about
that.
A continuation of grief, but yet happiness, but like hope.
Right.
Also trying to find positive things moving forward.
Yeah.
That's why I decided to release Remember in January in honor of Lola.
Yeah.
It's going to be sad and happy. And then my next single, You Can Die of a Broken Heart. That's really the name of the song in April for Shakespeare. So I have so many levels going on, and I'm just riding it. I'm just riding it.
I'm really
riding
proud
the bullet,
of you.
Baby.
That's hard to do.
Thanks. And I just want to say, Lord Baxter rocked Halloween this year. He was Freddy Krueger.
I didn't even think that I know with a hat tilt. Yeah.
I didn't even think that we could dress him up because, you know, he's really affectionate and snuggly and wonderful, but like handling him, picking him up, you know, he's got a little PTSD.
Which we discussed in the last podcast. You can go back and
check
it
out. Right, so I was saying, guys, don't get too excited. I think not this year, maybe next year I'll try to dress him up. But oh my God, I did. He was wonderful. He didn't care. He was happy about it. See, he rocked it. So I'm a happy mommy about that.
He had his claw out. He was all.
Oh, it's gangster. It's gangster!
great.
Yeah.
What advice or what lessons have you pulled from that that you can pass on to all people who lost fur babies this year?
Oh! Oh! Damn you, Roger! Damn it!
Wedding crasher.
I'm not an expert on grief. I'm just in incredible pain right now, but you got to go through it. Mm-hmm. You got to have friends. You got to talk about it, and the pain will lessen. This isn't my first loss, everybody. We know I lost my dad at a real young age. And then like a year later, I lost Grandpa Mike, my father's father, of a broken heart because of my dad. And it just kept going on for years my whole life. So this is not my first rodeo in the grief arena.
Right.
But I'm really doing it. Yeah, I'm really sitting there. It's like, all right, well, you know, now it's been a week and now I'm over it. You know, I mean, I'm not walking the streets like, oh, my God, my life crying. I'm not doing that. But
walking on the street drunk, naked, and crying. Right?
What?
I appreciate you talking about the grief you've been through and sharing Lord Baxter, and also sharing with people that you're getting a new brother for Lord Baxter.
Yeah.
That's cool as shit.
We're pretty excited about it over here. I mean, I'm scared. Again, it's scary. Another used pug.
What?
That's one way to look
I'm
at
joking.
It.
I'm joking. Kinda.
They're kind of like pre-owned cars. They've been checked out and stabilized, and you're getting the best version you can get.
Hey!
Just talk to your friends and cry a lot. Not in public. Cry a lot. Oh my God, I've been crying so much. Guys, wait till you hear you can die of a broken heart. You're going to die of a broken heart.
The amount of emotion and love and just
that
soul
song
wrenching.
Is the perfect combination of wrenching heartbreak and love. Mm-hmm. And you really hear my John Lennon influence in this song.
Right.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Hello?
That's from our theme today, Elf.
Imagine getting that call. All right. New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
New Year's resolutions don't work, guys. I say this on every holiday podcast. Mm-hmm. I have a New Year's revolution. I have a New Year's revolution. I have a New Year's revolution for you.
Yes. What is it, Dee?
Stop making decisions out of fear. Start incorporating decisions that you are making that is not out of fear.
Got that?
The more you face things that you are afraid of, the more empowered you will become.
Fuck
get
you.
Out of the matrix that is fear.
This is Glam Dream Pop.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the fifth rule of Glam Dream Pop?
Do something creative once a week. Anything.
Video killed the radio star.
Bullshit.
That's Carl.
You're listening to Video Killed the Radio Star by me. So download it on iTunes and DominicoArtist.com. It's time for some shout-outs.
All right.
What's up, Planet Tomac family, GAC family? First, Joella.
At Rosie J.
I like giving you shout-outs, Joella, because you are exceptionally good at retweeting, favoring, Chasing Dominico podcast posts, announcements, highlights, etc. Plus, you are a very, very, very sweet person, and I have your back.
Right on.
Charity time. CurlyTailPugRescue.org. I mean,
that's our favorite.
They're also on Facebook, on Instagram, WoundedWarriorProject.org. Mm-hmm. It's about the warrior, not
the war.
And HalfOfUs.com. If you're feeling depressed, anxiety, suicidal, halfofus.com is a good resource online, so check that out.
We are ELE Media, New York City.
That's right.
We have one priceless asset right there in the room. It's Dee.
Me, Dominico. Everything online is Dominico Artist. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Pinterest, and the website, DominicoArtist.com, where every single wild dream you have comes true with Pedro.
If you vote for me, all of you.
So check it out at DominicoArtist.com.
Dee, tell me, how can an independent artist like you
break
through, make some noise, get some attention, get some love, get some caring when it takes so much money, so much effort?
It costs $1 million to break a new artist. I'm not kidding, guys. So how do I make some noise in the music industry with all of that shit going on?
Right on.
So it's not just white noise.
Right.
We use the buddy system.
You need somebody watching your back at all times.
So share the music. music, share the podcast with at least one friend and ask them to do the same.
Or fence the buddy system.
And the currency is retweets, shares, and downloads. Post, like, pin, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Domenico Artist, where you can watch the Halloween specials, the Amityville, and the Cult Museum, and just a whole bunch of videos of me acting stupid.
Acting fun.
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Where's the snow?
You sit on a throne of lies.
Right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
What did you say?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
That's from our theme today.
Oh, there's the Inception train. It's telling us that we should get ready for that kick to be kicked off of Planet Tomac, the after party. But first,
take the beat. That always gets deep, man. I love it. The maturity of D right there, man. Breaks on beans.
Oh, my God. It's time to play my drinking game, the Chasing Domenico podcast drinking game. What was the drink count for last podcast, episode 46, where we honored comedy movie Step Brothers?
41 drinks. We're going down. It was 49 last time. Now it's 41.
No, but like as far as drinking games go, like isn't that really high? Plus, like with the special rules, the interns.
Orphans.
The orphans have made up these rules.
Orphans.
It's their fault.
Orphans.
Go.
Here they are. Everything is one drink. When you hear a quote from our movie theme of the show, which today is Elf.
Right.
When you hear Domenico say the word, when you hear Domenico say the word fuck, just Domenico. When you hear us say evolution, revolution, free your mind. Hear us say mystery clip. When you hear us transport the Tolmac, which sounds like every time Domenico says bang, bang, bang. And every time Domenico snorts, those are all one drink apiece.
The golden rule, you cannot say drink, drank, or drunk, or you must
drink
a shot of something horrible. The Planet Tolmac rule, you must play as your party alter ego.
Right.
I must say. So if you're playing as your party alter ego, which would be...
Drunky McNutsack.
I love it. I love it. And I call you WT, right. I have to do a shot of something nasty.
Right, shot of Jaeger.
And if you're a Ghost Adventures fan and you want to play the Ghost Adventures drinking game, which I highly recommend,
right.
Go to drinkywiki.com. So have fun, drink responsibly, and
maybe
call the car services. Why?
Orphans.
Because you ain't going to make it.
Bubba, Ernie Miles did a nasty time. Unless you can flip upside down and fuck on your head, you ain't going to make it.
For these crimes of which we, the Vampire Council, find you guilty, you should be banished from our flat indefinitely.
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 So I can come back.
No, no. Indefinitely means there is no end.
It never ends.
That's a horror comedy mockumentary
mystery
clip.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, Dee.
Yes.
What's the next comedy movie that we're going to honor?
Okay, next podcast, episode 48. I think everybody in this room already knows we are going to be honoring Semi Pro. So you have until the next podcast, which is February 22nd, which is the full moon, to watch and brush up on your semi-pro movie quotes.
Hey!
The podcast is posted at 7 p.m. on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and DomenicoArtist.com. You can listen to all the podcasts anytime in all of those places. And hey! If there's an artsy on it...
Orphans!
Retweet it!
Damn it!
How expensive is a fucking retweet?
Come on, you guys can
do
it.
Damn it!
The buddy system, guys. Damn it!
Some people, they just lose sight of what's important in life.
And they forget to retweet.
That doesn't mean they can't find their way again.
And favor, shit.
Maybe all they need is just a little Christmas spirit.
And a little bit of retweet to make me a happy girl. All work and no play makes me a dumb motherfucker.
What?
That was from our theme today, Elf.
And Jack Barry, he says it's time to depart from Planet Tolmac, the after party.
Uh-huh. Through Wonderland.
Through Wonderland, come on, back to Earth, where the after party is at DomenicoArtist.com, so bookmark it.
It's nice to meet another human who shares my affinity for elf culture. We elves try to stick to the four main food groups.
Okay, buddy.
Candy,
yeah.
Candy canes,
candy
corns,
and syrup.
What?
We can't just throw him out in the snow.
Why not?
He loves the snow. He's told me 15 times.
That's from our theme today, L.
When we honor a movie, we honor the soundtrack. So please to enjoy more music from L, baby.
Oh, yeah.
The cotton-headed ninny-muggins.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, buddy.
Well, maybe a little.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I love you.
You too.
We'll call you in 5 minutes.
Okay.
No, no, but buddy, don't, you don't have to call me, okay?
Good idea.
You call me.
Nice. You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes!
Yes!
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
No way.
Always not happy. Before my
papa, he didn't make Master Tinker until he was 490. Guess what? I love you! I love you! I love you! Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
And so, Buddy was sent where the special elves were.
Your father, he's on the naughty list.
He's stealing Christmas from everybody.
We
need
do.
To raise the Christmas spirit. Cheer.
Right.
Damn it.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What's the big deal?
You gotta sing, Mr.
Orphan. Hobbs.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Episode 47.
I like to whisper too.
Of the Chasing Medico podcast.
Smiling's my favorite.
Yes, it is.
2016 New Year's edition. Oh. You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly.
Eat shit, Derek.
Don't just have a great night.
Orphans,
have an American night.
Call me Elf one more time. Call me Elf.
You're an elf.